Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
Doc? Hey. Yeah? We're on the show.
Okay. Having trouble here with my computer. Yeah, you just got to talk to me. I got all kinds of stuff going on here. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Talk about stress. No stress. That's okay. It's all right. Just let it roll. And Dominique Ostrander is our guest today. I wanted to find a way, and we're going to take a call out of Clearwater, too, for Dominique. I wanted to find a way to talk about probiotics and gut microbiome and all that stuff in a way that gave it a bigger, situated in a bigger context, and to move it beyond, you know, that the thing that you see in the commercials, the lady standing in the elevator, everybody here got gas, bloating, constipation, or diarrhea? Yeah, right. I get all that. But those kind of problems we can take care of. It's this bigger picture that got me concerned. You know, how we age, the notion of stress. You know, you got stress, aging, the gut microbiome, maintenance, the immune system in the gut microbiome, and you start to put that all, you start to piece that together, and then you start to say, oh, these microorganisms are driving our destiny more than we realize. More than we realize. And you hear Dominique talk about, you know, the different, the clinical, if these strains have been clinically proven, have they been tested? And she's very particular about that, and she's going to talk more about that. And so the immune system is a major, major maintenance system situated in the gastrointestinal tract in different places. And it takes a big hit under stress. So does, and consequently, the gut microbiome as well, which affects the immune system. So I'm trying to piece all that together to give you a sense of how important these microorganisms are. Let's go to Chris in Clearwater. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. and Dominique. I was just wondering if you've heard of Dr. William Davis, if you had any commentary on his work. And he's the author of Wheat Belly. I'm really impressed with when I've seen before and after photos of folks who purportedly follow his advice, and you know, watching his short videos on Facebook, and specifically, I wanted to know if you might have any comment on his recommending a device like the AIRE, A-I-R-E, to measure hydrogen that you put out in your breath when you have, say, harmful bacterial overgrowth or fungal overgrowth, or even good bacteria that come up from the lower GI tract and the upper GI tract where they don't belong. he says that you'll put out more hydrogen, and he's been able to lower, or, you know, with his advice, help people lower their hydrogen level with the air device. And if you had any commentary or knowledge on that, and and you know, if a test of a good probiotic is to be able to culture it, like in yogurt.
Go ahead, Dominique.
Okay, so as far as hi, good morning. Well, thank you for calling in. I just wanted to say that I am a fan of the book Wheat Belly. I am gluten free myself because of an inability to digest gluten and suffer horribly since I was a child. And I don't have celiac, but I've had a terrible wheat allergy, believe it or not. Back in the day, it was a wheat allergy. It was not a gluten allergy. At least that's how it was addressed. So anyway, that being said, yes, I'm a fan. I do think I think it has its place. I think wheat at this point has become unrecognizable to our bodies as some other engineered foods, but specifically wheat, I think it's caused a lot of harm. There's a much greater incidence of autoimmune disease now, and gluten sensitivities, gas, bloating. All of that being said, though, you have to wonder if it's in conjunction with other things too, not just wheat. Is it because we're eating other things with that there's a significant lack of fiber? Because the people that are eating wheat might be eating more boxed foods versus real foods. So there's still a lot of unknowns there. Okay, so now, SIBO, as far as probiotics to help deal with SIBO. So oftentimes when someone is diagnosed with SIBO, they're actually put on at least one, if not two, different antibiotics to kill the intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And as a consequence of that, then they're kind of destroying their microbiome anyway, which might actually be what the intention is, right? To kill off all those harmful bacteria, and now we're going to go back in and we're going to replenish with good bacteria. But one of the things that people don't realize is that probiotics are transient. While they colonize, it's a transient translocation of bacteria. It's not anything that stays. And so I say this when I do trainings repeatedly, that depending upon how bad your diet is, whether or not you exercise regularly, environmental things that you're exposed to, whether or not you smoke, you drink excessively, all of those things. So if you're diagnosed with SIBO, but you're a lush, it's not really going to matter. I'm not implying that you're a lush. I'm just saying that it just depends on your lifestyle beyond your diagnosis. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. I know what you mean. Exercise certainly does help my mood. You know, I've also found some of the probiotics like the Lactobacillus reuteri and Bulgaricus that he's advised has helped my mindset improve even more. So I was surprised by that. And I was wondering maybe since you brought up wheat, and I haven't watched as much of his material or read his books even yet, maybe you'd happen to know, does he advise or would it be advisable, in your opinion, to eat maybe the ancient wheats? Because he does mention that they're genetically much different, which I had known already. You know, the ancient wheats like einkorn, emmer, he's mentioned triticale, spelt, kamut, you know, which are, you know, seem to be more digestible and genetically much different than the modern hybridized wheats that are much more problematic from what he said. But I was wondering, are the ancient wheats safe or safer? Not that I want to, but you know, if I happen to come across that somebody gives me with an ancient wheat product, I would feel terrible throwing it away.
I think it depends on your system, honestly. I think it depends whether or not you show a gluten intolerance or a wheat sensitivity. If you've gone through any sort of allergy testing, I think that that's your deciding factor. If you are not sensitive to gluten or wheat, then I think it's most definitely worth a try to go for the ancient wheats, the ancient grains. There is a big difference. There's big differences in the flours, too, that people use. I know that there's one of my accounts out in Daytona was having the same issues with wheat, but then he started baking his own bread with these sort of ancient wheats. I think one of them that you met, maybe it was the Kamut, and there was one other one. But anyway, so he wasn't having any of the issues anymore. Him and his wife were actually suffering from it. And they were a little bit older, and they said it changed their lives when they started doing their own bread making using these grains. So anything is possible.
All right. So we're going to head into some messages. Got to pay a couple of bills. That's it. I just wanted them to have that exchange and let that theme play out. I have a comment or two about Dr. Davis, but we'll save that for another day. You're listening, watching LTN, Coast to Coast and Global.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, SOLUS.com.
Looking for a women's probiotic that's actually for women? A true probiotic for women means balancing the right strains of good bacteria. Gyrodophilus Women has 4 patented strains that have been clinically documented to support feminine health and features L. crispatus LBV88, the most dominant bacteria found in healthy feminine flora. So Gyrodophilus Women helps restore feminine balance where it counts, making it a true probiotic for women. Gyrodophilus Women, for women who take their probiotics personally. Visit us at gyroprobiotics.com.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Celsius, live fit. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jarrow Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. I was listening to that conversation between Chris and Dominique, and I won't get into it today, but oftentimes, you know, there's theory and then there's practice, and then all theories make assumptions. And many of these particular diets, the paleo, some of the they're predicated on the assumption that they assume that they know what our ancient ancestors really ate, and that if we eat the way they did, we'll be just fine. Well, I can tell you, when you get into the science of looking for food prints, if you will, it's very difficult. And they can use the bones, they can use the teeth. There's all kinds of, not all kinds, but there are ways to determine what they ate. I can tell you that early members of our genus, Homo, like Homo habilis, lived 2.4 million years ago, and Homo erectus overlapped 100,000 years ago. And they were, the Homo erectus were omnivores, and they ate a variety of foods. Scientists say meat, plants, fruits, almost anything they wanted to eat. But we scientists can tell you how the animal adapted to eat and what it ate shortly before it died. But what they don't know all the time is what they ate for longer periods. And so they have to look deeper into the enamel of teeth. They do all kinds of things. And it's very difficult to nail down. At one point, we moved from the forest to the savanna, and we began to eat savanna foods. That was about 3.5 million years ago. And you know what grows on a savanna, right? I'm just saying. So you have to be very critically minded, critical thinking, not critical, but critical thinking. There's some merit to some of these claims, and then others, I don't know. But we'll deal with that another day. We're talking about bacteria and the probiotics in your gut. These good, and my guest today knows a lot about that. So what would you suggest to the audience to populate their gut, if you will, their microbiome, with the proper occupants to live in their gut microbiome?
I would definitely, I mean, for as far as probiotics, I like to start low, start small, so to speak, in terms of the billions, because you can always add, but you can't take away. And it's much easier to start lower and increase the dosage, increase the frequency, than it is to just go big guns. And I always compare it to, if one Tylenol cures your headache, then why take two? You know, start with, you're not going to pull out the Oxycontin to get rid of a headache, right? So you're just going to take a Tylenol and call it a day. And it's the same thing with probiotics. And so I really like our EPS. It was the very first shelf-stable probiotic ever made, manufactured, and brought to market in the United States. And it was a top-selling probiotic for, oh my gosh, close to two decades. And it's an incredible probiotic. And it's 5 billion, 8 different strains. Two of those strains, and this would be pertinent to Chris, who just called, is that they have two of the lacidophil strains, and it's spelled L-A-C-I-D-O-F-I-L, lacidophil. And those two strains alone have been studied well over 1,200 clinical trials, specifically with the gut-brain axis. And it's they're tremendous. So, again, I would start with our EPS. If you're looking for overall immune support emanating in the gut, that's where I would go.
877-897-8255. I could get up and walk over to my pantry, and I have packets of Jaro's EPS in the, is that it, like a orange or a yellow orange? Yeah, I'll grab
right,
one
exactly.
During the break. I've been using that for years, and I noticed when I long, long time ago when I started taking it, there was a difference. And at that time, there still is this big deal about four gazillion. You know, there mm-hmm. all these big mm-hmm. numbers. This is only 5 billion. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need, if you can find one mechanic to fix the car, you don't need 15 to be standing around if they don't know what the hell they're doing, right?
Right, exactly.
You just need one.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. You don't need all those.
Exactly. And, you know, we do an analogy. We compare it to, let's say you want you're going to have a basketball team, and you're going to want, Michael Jordan, and do you want Michael Jordan on your team, one Michael Jordan, or do you want, 10 or 20 Dominiques? I'm pretty sure you're going to want just one Michael Jordan, because one Michael Jordan is going to do the job. And so it's all those other strains, again, we call them cheap filler strains. That's what they're known in this industry, and that's what companies use to boost the counts. They do not have clinically documented strains, or they mislead the consumer by saying contains clinically documented strains, and then out of their 30 or 40 strains, one is clinically documented. So, again, just trust the brand that's trusted by hospitals, Jaro Formulas. That's what I always say. If they can trust our brand, our probiotics with preemie babies, I feel very confident in recommending our probiotics.
If it's good for the preemies, it's good for me. That's all I'm saying.
That's right, exactly.
Because they're vulnerable, and so am I. So I'm with them. So I'll take what they're taking, if you will.
Exactly.
We come back, we'll talk some more. Your gut microbiome, boy. What a neighborhood it is.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Let's Talk Nutrition. If you're watching the show, we stream it, of course. We stream it across the U.S. We stream it across the globe. And just so you know, I don't make stuff up, there's my Jaro EPS. There it is. And it's the Jarodopolis EPS with clinically documented strains. It's room temperature stable, no refrigeration required. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 billion. This is the travel size pack that I have here. And I'm looking on the back. It's got L. rhamnosus, R0011, B. longnum, BB536, B. breve, R0070. These are the strain numbers, right? Those are the probiotic bacteria blend. Welcome back, Dominique. You got it all here, right? It's all laid out.
Exactly, exactly. And so those numbers at the end of the strain indicate that specific strain. It's like your last name. It tells you who you are exactly, that it's not just any Dominique, it's Dominique Ostrander. It's not just any Michael, it's Michael Garko. And so because there are so many strains, and so many lactose strains, some are actually pro-inflammatory versus anti-inflammatory. The other really bad part about not knowing your probiotic strains is that they can potentially proliferate antibiotic resistance. And that's the last thing we want to do when we're already, as a society, having a problem with our bodies being sensitive to antibiotics and having them work when we need them to.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to where I started today and Robin Holiday. And, you know, he was so clever, man. So smart. And he, you know, talking about aging the way that he does is so interesting to me, because it allows you, it gives you all these degrees of freedom to explore so many aspects of what we are biologically. And, you know, this whole idea of having maintenance mechanisms in the body. I mean, it sounds like sort of obvious that the body, you know, the body heals itself. Well, yeah, it's easy to say, but it's quite miraculous how it does it. And it took, you know, a long, long time for that to unfold and to develop. And again, these microorganisms that constitute the gut microbiome, and I'm talking specifically about these different strains of bacteria that live in our gut, but for them, I wonder if we would have made it through evolution the way we have. Without the immune system, was the drugstore, the hospital, the physician, that's what it was. That's all we had to help with injury and infection. And it was the gut it lives in the gut microbiome for the most part. I'm just saying. In modern times, that sort of has walked off on us somewhere. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old school, Dominique. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, this is the thing that we're in the commercial market, in the retail space of probiotics. They're not going to be where the research is. So because, right, the research is always going to be 10, 20 steps ahead. But until that research is confirmed, then we're not going to have a product for that space. So what we're trying to do now is choose a probiotic that's been clinically proven, clinically documented, has proven integrity, proven efficacy, like Jarrow Formulas probiotics, and use that probiotic to support our immune health so that very first seed, so to speak, that we're putting into our bodies, that maintenance dose of a probiotic daily, is so that we hope to support our immune system so that other things then don't go haywire.
I know. I don't know. The more I do this, the more I learn, the more I become aware, the more humbled I get as to what we don't know and how things work and what to do. And some of these quick fix this and quick fix that, and I don't know, man. It just doesn't work that way. I look for first principles. What makes these systems work? What, you know, your immune system living in your gut. That's not some ethereal thing. It's directly connected to these microbes, directly to that gut microbiome. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing people are thinking about most of the time, even some of the experts, except those who specialize in this stuff. 877-897-8255. Well, out of sight, and it's out of our mind, but they may be out of our sight. We need a microscope to see them. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you have a gut microbiome that is dysfunctional and out of balance and at war with itself, you get sick in ways you don't even want to. You wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, isn't it? Don't you think so, Dominique?
Absolutely, unequivocally agree with you. Mm-hmm.
100%, man. All these, you know, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, IBS, all these inflammatory kinds of associated diseases associated with your gastrointestinal tract. It's not an accident why that's happening, why we have more prevalence of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is connected to your diet, to your lifestyle. You know, everybody says, "Oh, I inherited celiac from my mother." Blame your mother. Yeah, you blame your mother for everything. It's not your mother's fault, man, that you're eating that rotten food.
Right, exactly. Saying. Well, I mean, and celiac isn't necessarily a because of poor dietary choices. Can you exacerbate celiac if you make poor dietary choices?
100%.
Absolutely. I would hope that somebody with celiac is highly conscientious about everything that they put in their body, because the side effects and the consequences are devastating if you don't.
If you have a moment someday, go on. Not you, Dominique, but you that's listening and watching, the wonderful audience member. go just do a cursory turn on your Google machine and type in gastrointestinal diseases and disorders. You'll be sitting there for the rest of your life trying to get through that list. It is remarkable how that the number of things that can go wrong with that system, and people don't know what to do. You know, it's just...
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Stroh's Heart Drops over the past 20 years. The Stroh's Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you increase your blood flow everywhere. The Heart Drops have proven to dissolve plaque from arteries, veins, and vessels caused from cholesterol that can restrict or block our blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to avoid open heart surgery, as was my father, and instead cleared our arteries painlessly and without chemical drugs, which, by the way, do not claim to remove any plaque or increase blood flow otherwise. Stroh's Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Stroh's Heart Drops are safe, and Stroh's guarantees your satisfaction with a money-back guarantee. So you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. If you've had open heart surgery, angina, diabetes, low energy, cold hands and feet, or grayish-blue skin or lips, Stroh's Heart Drops are for you. Available online at PowerMall.com and StrohsNaturals.com. I promise you won't be sorry.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, they have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Looking for a women's probiotic that's actually for women? A true probiotic for women means balancing the right strains of good bacteria. Gyrodophilus Women has 4 patented strains that have been clinically documented to support feminine health and features L. crispatus LBV88, the most dominant bacteria found in healthy feminine flora. So Gyrodophilus Women helps restore feminine balance where it counts, making it a true probiotic for women. Gyrodophilus Women, for women who take their probiotics personally. Visit us at gyroprobiotics.com.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jarrow Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Irwin Naturals, premium vitamins and supplements, 25 years of gold standard supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Here's the LTN health question of the day. It's going to be a true or false. I'm going to read something to you and see if I read it. You know, I could change it as it appears. It could be false, but I want you to see if you think this is true or false. Quote, the bacterial cells harbored within the human gastrointestinal tract outnumber the host cells by a factor of 10. And the genes encoded by the bacteria resident within the gastrointestinal tract outnumber their host genes by more than 100 times, close quote. Do you think that that is true or false? I just gave you a big hint if I put something in quotes. 877-897-8255 is the number to call. 877-897-TALK to win a $25 supplement gift card. The bacterial cells harbored within the human gastrointestinal tract outnumber the host cells by a factor of 10. And the genes encoded by the bacteria resident within your gut outnumber your genes by more than 100 times. My land. What you can't see really does make a difference sometimes, doesn't it, Dominique?
Sometimes it's what you don't say that actually makes the difference as opposed to what you say. So for sure, it's what we don't see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need a microscope to see them, but my goodness. And they've been, you know, we have an interesting relationship with these microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, and whatnot that constitute the gut microbiome. And our relationship with these microorganisms has been going on for millions of years. You know, I sometimes do think that in modern times, this is not I'm not the first person to say this, but in modern times, Dominique, and with all the sophisticated technology and all that we have and whatnot, we lose sight of what we are at our most basic fundamental levels, even at a biological level. And we think so much of ourselves as a species and our arrogance and our hubris. I firmly believe, but for those microorganisms, I don't think we would even be here today. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what's
I agree
in
wholeheartedly.
This, yeah, what's in this little packet that I'm holding in my hand, this Gyrodophilus EPS, is not just a product on a shelf somewhere. That's what I'm getting at, the $5 billion. You only need $5 billion. Like you say, you only need one mechanic to fix the car if he knows what if she knows what she's doing. You only need one Michael Jordan on the team that can shoot, right?
Right. Exactly.
Saying.
Exactly. And you want to start small. You really do. You want to start small, and you can always add. But again, oftentimes people, when they start in high amounts, will actually exacerbate their GI symptoms, whether it's gas, bloating, hypo or hypermotility. And so it's always a good idea to start low and probably start with only one probiotic, unless you're combining like a urovaginal probiotic with a GI probiotic, then you can combine. But I would say then to just start with one, like don't take a combination, especially
sure.
if it's GI.
Yeah, we have a caller. Let's go to Maloney in Tampa. Melanie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, good. So what I read, that statement, that the bacterial cells harbored within our gastrointestinal tract outnumber our own cells by a factor of 10, and the genes encoded in those bacteria outnumber our genes by more than 100 times. Do you think that statement's true or false?
It's true.
It is true. It is glaringly true. And again, what we can't see is having such a profound effect on our destiny and has for millions of years. So it sounds like you're in your car maybe driving around or something. I don't know.
Yes, I am. I'm coming from work.
You a nurse?
Yes.
How did I know that? Only a nurse would be coming home now at this time of day. You've been working all night.
True.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I don't know what you're caught up in at the hospital or wherever you're working, but I'm sure it must be a challenge at this time.
It is.
It is. I know. Well, thank you so much again for what it is that you do. And congratulations on winning a $25 supplement gift card. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Uh-huh. My pleasure. Absolutely. The nurses. The nurses have a fond place in my heart, man, the way they took care of me. The doctors, of course, but the nurses are really special. They can make your death, I mean, whatever you're going through, they can make it so much better, or if it's not a good nurse, so much worse. And they often make the doctors look, any good doctor will tell you, give me a good nurse so that she makes me look better as a physician. They will tell you that every time. So the nurses, right, Dominique?
Absolutely. Yeah, they make a huge difference in your entire experience.
Yeah. And they're warriors right now. They're warriors.
Yeah.
That's what they are. 100%. Well, thank you for coming on today, putting up with my my musings about it, trying to put together, trying to underscore the importance of these microorganisms and the importance of taking a product, a probiotic product that is worthy of your gastrointestinal tract. You can eat junk foods. You can also take junk supplements. You don't want to do that. Jarrow formulas, no junk there. Dominique, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Celsius is a fitness drink which is clinically proven to function. How? As a thermogenic, Celsius proprietary MetaPlus blend accelerates metabolism, increasing your body's ability to burn fat and calories. There are only two ways a body burns fat: through increased heart rate and our increased body temperature, thermogenesis. Drinking Celsius and then going into motion is double dipping. You're accelerating the burn and the results are even faster. Celsius is your ultimate fitness partner. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors. 100% of 7 essential vitamins. Proven in 6 published university studies. How does it work? Celsius proprietary MetaPlus formula, including green tea with EGCS, ginger, and guarana seed, turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Invest in yourself. Drink Celsius. Look for us at www.celsius.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.